I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Iran's saber-rattling is making many Iranians nervous, which provides opportunities for ministry. Sat-7, Christian satellite television for the Middle East and North Africa, is beaming programming into Iran. Sat-7's David Harder says with uneasy feelings about their government and 27% unemployment, young people want answers.
Many of them are very discouraged and upset about the future, and so many of them fall into hopelessness and despair, and there's a huge amount of drug abuse and usage in Iran, so they're looking. And we know that there are many, many who are coming to Christ.
Funding is needed to develop new programming. Meanwhile, a team with AMG International just returned from Uganda in East Africa. There, the team served alongside national workers in a variety of ministries. AMG's Alicia Hatton says they had the opportunity to do home visitations and evangelistic outreach in rural areas, and a number of people came to Christ.
There are different witchcraft and animistic and spiritist and even Muslim influences in many of these areas, and it was just so amazing. Amazing to see how the Lord opened people's hearts and opened their ears to hear the word, to hear the gospel for the very first time.
And the Jesus Film Project is embarking on the largest distribution effort they've ever undertaken. They're calling it the New Orient Express, an effort to send 3.6 million video and audio Jesus tools to help church growth in Asia. Asian leaders requested it. They plan to send 200,000 missionaries into 23 Asian countries to share the gospel. Pray that they'll recruit the needed people to do the work and for the finances to produce the material. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Ramadan, Islam's holy month, is approaching. For a gift of any amount, MNN is making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you pray more effectively for Muslims. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.